Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. As we spring forward into daylight savings time, it's a perfect time to get your reservations for a visit to the garden. With the Soar Butterfly exhibit set to open April 1st, go to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations, then grab your mask, get your reusable water bottle, and get on over to the garden. Turning right from the entrance atrium toward the koi pond, and you'll notice the beginnings of the bloom on the Chinese wisteria that grows over the pergola. The pendulous, sweet-smelling purple blooms hang from the nude vines to give a hint of the coming lushness of spring. This plant can become invasive, so be thoughtful if you plant it in your own garden. The vines, which twine in a counterclockwise direction, easily cling to any wall, trellis, or even another plant, and wisteria can easily spread by seed, cuttings, or suckers, and does it quickly. Since the end of winter is signaled by the pruning of the growth from last year, take a turn through the fuchsia garden and you'll see that fuchsia plants are different from wisteria. The fuchsia plants send out its leaves before setting to bloom. Take a look at the hanging pots of sunray, or first love. See the beginning of spring in glorious new growth, which will lead to months of blooms later in the season. Leaving the fuchsia garden behind and walking dead ahead, there's a whole new look to the walkway borders. Both sides of the main walkway from the entrance to the formal rose garden have been redesigned. These areas are now planted with pincushion flower, blue finger succulent, and an assortment of aloes, agaves, and palm trees. While most of the formal rose garden is springing back to life after winter's rest, the miniature pink climbing roses that adorn the columns of the entrance are in a riot of bloom. These are Peggy Martin roses and are a wonderful found rose. This means just that. It's an old rose of unsure heritage that was found growing along a roadside, an old house, or possibly in an old cemetery planted there at some time past to memorialize a loved one. Found roses tend to be very hardy, and Peggy Martin proves just that. As you head out of the rose garden, make it a point to walk through the garden of the senses at the bottom of the roses. The lime geranium is blooming, as is the chocolate geranium. It's hard to tell the difference between these two by the blooms, but feel free to rub a leaf and then breathe in the scent from your fingers. Also heavy with fragrance and bloom is the sweet-smelling winter-blooming butterfly bush. Walking tram road around past the cactus and agave collections, keep a look to the right side of the road. The ground cover nasturtiums are just beginning to flower. These plants are one of the staples of a reseeding garden as the nasturtiums come back year after year. They are an abundant bloomer in all shades of yellow, orange, and red, and both the leaves and flowers are edible and taste good. Just past the carpet of nasturtiums is another wonderful miniature climbing rose. This one is a huge mound of lemony yellow flowers along the fence on the right. Take a turn to the left on Lakeside, and as you wander through the magnolia trees, keep a lookout to the right for the frothy white blooms of the Chinese fringe trees. These plants can be grown as a multi-stemmed bush or a small tree. The great thing is that the canopy of these trees is wider than the tree is tall, so they make a wonderful shade tree in a small landscape. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.